Okay. Good evening, everybody. Today is Thursday, March 24th. This is a special meeting of the North Hunter and Voorhees Regional High School District Board of Education. This is Sandy Seidorf, the president. In accordance with the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10-4-6, adequate notice of this meeting has been provided by posting of notice at North Hunter High School and Voorhees High School, delivery by facsimile to the Hunter County Democrat and Star Ledger, and delivery by mail and facsimile to the clerks of Bethlehem Township, Califon Borough, Town of Clinton, Clinton Township, Franklin Township, Glen Gardner Borough, Hampton Borough, Highbridge Borough, Lebanon Borough, Lebanon Township, Tewksbury Township, and Union Township, as well as other interested parties. In compliance with the NJ Fire Code, fire exits are located in the direction indicated. In case of a fire, you'll be signaled by bell and or public address system. If so alerted to fire, please move in a calm and orderly fashion to the nearest smoke-free exit. At this time, please silence all cell phones. May I have a roll call, please? Lisa Apovato, okay. Robert Becker,
here.
Dr. Jane Costa will not be with us tonight. Fran Goger,
here.
Todd Johnson is on his way. Megan Lehman Reinitz,
here.
Amy Masters,
here.
John Mellick,
here.
John Roccheroni,
here.
Sandra Seidorf, here. Roger Strait will also not be with us tonight. And Mark Strauss, who is on his way, but we do have a quorum. Please stand for the flag salute. Flag you can see outside there.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first order of business is to appoint an acting secretary.
I make a motion to appoint Mr. Mellick.
Second.
And that motion made by Robert, second by John R. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? For the record, please note that Mr. Strauss has joined us. Thank you for volunteering to be the secretary, John M. This is the opportunity for public comment. During this portion of the agenda, the public is invited to address the board with questions or comments on agenda items, educational issues, and school matters of community interest. The public is requested to sign the register provided for this purpose and to state their name, address, and direct their comments to the board president. While all comments will be considered and a response will be forthcoming if and when appropriate, the board will not respond to speakers at their time of appearance. The public comment period will be a maximum of 30 minutes in length unless there are unusual circumstances. Those appearing will be allocated 3 minutes to speak, and no one will be permitted to speak twice until all those wishing to speak have had a turn.
Ain't no one out there.
Are there any members of the public?
Do we have anyone calling in?
We're not there yet. Seeing none, we're going to move on. I want to call for a motion to approve the hand carry HCB 324-216-1. There are 5 travel requests.
Motion made. Robert.
Robert.
Second.
Fran. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Me.
Okay. Abstain?
No, just opposed.
Okay. Abstains? Thank you. I found this for you, John M. Look, it was buried in my stuff. So the motion carries to pass the 5.
Public Todd's here.
Hold on 1 second. And please, so for the record, that Mr. Same Johnson note. Has joined us.
Okay. Would you like to sit next to your colleagues?
This is fine.
All right.
Yes, down here. Either way.
As a point of order, Gwen, you know we are going to talk about remote participation. Should we do that now or in executive session?
You should probably have the discussion open public.
All right. So we had a request from one of our members who is not here to participate remotely for the executive session. We are not going to be taking any action or any voting on this session. We did get an opinion from Brenda, basically saying it was a very long opinion. If anyone would like to see it, I certainly can send it to you. But the net of it was, given the circumstances coupled with the fact of technology, she felt in this case, because there were extenuating circumstances, that she felt it was allowable. So I wanted to open it up for discussion.
Would you need a motion to
Okay, let's do a motion first. This is a motion actually for Roger and Jane, as their schedules permit, to join us remotely for the purpose of this and only this executive session discussion, where no action will be taken.
I make that motion.
Robert, second. And second Amy. Discussion, folks.
Are there any rulings on this?
There are. I'm a little surprised, and here's why. Because with executive session, there's no way to know where someone else is and who might have access to the discussion that is taking place here, because you don't really know where someone else is.
Right, and there are two conditions. Let me just pull up the email. If Brenda were here, I know she would have it in front of her.
Yeah, because the reason I ask is I travel a lot, and I tried to do that with my old board, and it got shot down.
And typically, most attorneys will tell you it's not a good practice.
Right.
Now, there are exceptions, obviously, and if this is one of them, and if your counsel is comfortable with that, then certainly I don't see a problem with it, but boards routinely do not do it. And it's not a recommended practice.
Okay.
So this is and I asked Brenda specifically if I should share this by email, and she said she'd prefer if I spoke to Roger and Jane one-on-one, and that's why I did not share it with the board. I just want you to know.
And the reason for that is it attorney-client?
Yes.
Okay, well, you're on a recorded device.
So,
ma'am.
All right, then. I just need to know if we have a consensus, yay or nay, and I would be more than happy to share. There are two. I'm going to have to read a statement for the people who are participating to ensure that they're in a secluded area by themselves.
Understood.
You know, basically following at the ethics.
Following advice of counsel.
Advice of counsel, correct. So I just need a consensus. I need to know. Let's discussion, and then we will vote. Any other discussion? All right.
I don't know. I kind of see it a little bit kind of like when you have a lot of conflicts and you need to, participation is, a necessity, because you don't have enough voting people to, let's say half the board were, had conflicts with negotiation or something like that. I don't know. I'm a little bit torn because of that. I just think, now, there's no substitute for being here at the table, especially for something as critical as this.
And I agree, and that's why we want to have this open discussion. I need everybody to really feel to weigh in.
Robert, what was the issue when you dialed in that one time that popped up?
There's two.
Two.
It was after the first dial-in. I was the second. I dialed in the month after we did a budget vote and voted for a lot of money to be posted, and Bev Thorne and Dr. Kulik, and people on the phone did not know what they were voting on. They could not answer specific questions on the cost of the one-to-ones, the cost, and we're voting on a budget. This is our draft budget. Okay. Next month, I dialed in for the meeting, and it's hard to hear as on the other side. It's hard because we have discussion, and you can probably have all been on calls. It's very hard. You need a very structured meeting and participants, each individual. But from that meeting on, after I joined in, it was, I think, frustration by others as well that, wait a minute, and I'm not comfortable with having recorded meetings or electronic meetings, let's say. The recorded meeting is fine, but the dial-in abilities, unless it's in subcommittee. These are public meetings. You should be present, but this is an extenuating circumstance. So going back, you can look. I think it was February. It was the first time the dollars were put in for the first class of a couple, maybe $440,000 for one-to-ones and all infrastructure.
Which is probably the senior class now.
No, I think it would be junior.
Okay.
Because I think we did 1 year, and then we did 3 years for devices. So I'm thinking, I think it was the first class, which would be 11 now, I think.
Okay.
But that was the best I can recall.
Whose dial-in is it?
This is, we're going to use the conference bridge from the school.
Okay.
And the conditions Brenda said was that we had to have a secure phone. I was proactive and asked them to put his phone in the room. And if you notice, it is one of those fancy phones. And that the people who are going to be dialing in, and I believe it's only going to be Roger. Jane is at a school event tonight, and she said she, in all likelihood, she would not be able to break away because she is the principal.
Okay, so they don't have the capability to record.
They could, but from an ethical standpoint, well, they're not supposed to.
A lot of the WebEx conferences, you can actually click and record and then download.
Right, we're using, and I actually have a bridge like that. I have a, but this is the school's dial-in information.
Not that I'm insinuating anybody would do that. It's just,
is there a separate security code just for this call that you made out?
Good question. No, it's the same. It's the same secure one that we've used all the time. Mostly because I asked for a phone number, and I didn't think about it until yesterday around 5, and nobody responded to my email. Remember, I was with you when I thought about it. Because we were at the Hunterdon School Board's dinner last night. So I am neutral at this point. I really need everybody to vote as they feel appropriate.
I'm neutral on it. I'm fine with it. But the fact that the security code is the one that everybody in the school or whoever has used this bridge uses, I'm just a little hesitant on that aspect.
Can we use someone's cell phone and just have Roger call into that and put it on speaker?
As long as it's secure and it's just Roger, I would guess yes. But I would like maybe Brenda, who's in traffic on her way here, to answer that question.
If that's a concern, you know, Todd raised a good point.
When I dialed in, when some of our committee personnel stuff, has anybody heard a beep or a tone when I dialed in or when somebody chimes in so we'd know there's another person?
Yeah.
Have you heard it like when I dialed in?
It depends. They can turn that on
right.
or off. So
that's fair.
Yeah. I've been in so many conference calls where there's a beep.
Yeah.
Who's that? And nobody answers.
I mean,
and
it wasn't made public that we were having the conference tonight. I mean, it would be
right
far fetched for someone just to
outside of district. Yes.
Outside of the board.
I tested the one number I had just to make sure I had a number to use, and when I tested it, it said you were the only one in the conference. So.
Yeah, that's right. It does say that, too.
It does say that. When you, but I don't know their system.
Chances are when somebody else comes on, you would hear that beep, right? When somebody else enters the line.
I think so. And Roger would hear that someone else has entered the conference, too, from his end.
I mean, I know any conference call that I've ever been on, you hear that.
Well, unless you...
Yeah.
I know. I'm on them all day. I'm
Me
a
too.
Project manager. I disconnect the beeps.
Yeah.
There, when you have 60 or 70 people
yeah,
on it, it's very annoying. But
and then the people that don't put their phones on mute.
I can mute them too.
Walk the dog.
So, I mean, I haven't heard from everybody. Megan?
I'm really neutral. I'm fine with
I'm okay with it.
I am too.
All right.
I'm neutral, but what Todd brought up is a really good
point. I think
what
Todd brings up, you know, security needs to be top of mind. But this is a secure line. That was the one thing that I did confirm with Susan. I said, I need a secure line. And there's not normally a phone in here, so I don't know how she did the magic.
Door open.
Brenda.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can actually give her my chair.
You need one more chair.
That's probably a good spot for her. Yeah, maybe sneaking out. Take the chair on the corner.
John, how's your letter?
Done.
That's awesome.
Which is why he is here.
Really?
Which is why John is here.
Oh, right. They
so much for a couple of months. Yeah.
So we are. That's okay. We know that there was a lot of traffic. And can you note that our board attorney, Ms. Brenda Liss, has joined us? We're on the recorded line. We're talking about remote participation, and I did not read anything because it's confidential.
Okay.
But we're having a discussion on, is this a secure line? Which we believe it is, and folks have been neutral, but there is the question that Mr. Jobson brought up of he wants to make sure that it's security and that there was no one else on.
That the security code we're using
isn't
reused.
Because the line we're using is the line we'll use when we have our phone number dial-in information is the information we're using when we have like committee meetings and someone has to dial in remotely.
Right. You're asking me a technical question, is that whether it's secure?
The other thing that came up was, because Todd did bring up the point, is that if we use someone's cell phone and it was just had it on speaker.
As far as I know, and you would know better or you would know better than I would, the security is about the same either way that you do that. They both should not have anybody on there other than those who are intentionally on the line, but no one can really guarantee
that. Why don't we just ask for, make it easy for Roger and get him on, so just make as many people as possible. If we suspect something along the way, you know, he's the only person on. We'll ask for a roll call at the beginning, even though you might know it's only him, just to confirm it for all of us. If we suspect something, we say, Roger, as backup, would you mind if we called you direct? What do you think?
Yes. There are a couple of aspects to that, but just on that point, one of the things that I said to Sandy in the email that I sent her on this issue is one of the steps that should be taken if you choose to do this is to ask the person on the line, and maybe you said this already, is to ask them to confirm that they are by themselves and no one else is on the line as far as they know. That's all you would do if the person were here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, is Roger there?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm recording
Let me, before you call him, though.
I'm not
before
yet.
You do
the recording is, though.
Okay. There's another aspect to this that I was thinking I would be discussing with you in closed session as a privileged conversation. But it's really, I mean, we can do that. We can go into closed session just for attorney-client privilege. But I feel less strongly about that than I do sometimes, because the advice that I have is the advice that you would receive from anyone at the School Boards Association or anyone in a public forum if you asked this question, if this was permissible. And you know already, those of you who have been here when I've been asked this question before, that we have very little guidance on this. The guidance that we have is like 15 years old from authorities that are not published judicial decisions or statutes or regulations like we have that we are required to abide by. The guidance that we have is that there's nothing that says you can do it. There's nothing that says you can't do it. There are a couple of unreported decisions, one of which says that it's okay to do this if you get a court order first. That it was the approved method was, it was approved when someone at a public body went to a court and asked for an order. You know, I've never said that I would recommend that you go to the trouble and expense of doing that. Another one said, no, it's not permissible. But I know, and the Attorney General's office has acknowledged, that some public bodies do this on a regular basis. The State Board of Education, I understand, does it on a regular basis.
And the
School Ethics Commission. I think the technology has outrun the authority that we have on this. And while I can't tell you there's no risk to it, that you have to decide whether or not it's worth taking the risk, the slight risk that the consequence of any violation of the Open Public Meetings Act, which is what this would be if it's a violation, is that any action you take would be invalid and would need to be redone. Well, if you're not taking any action, then there's nothing to be redone. There should not be any willful violation of the Open Public Meetings Act. I should tell all of you that if there's an intentional violation, there are fines that theoretically could be imposed. You know, I don't want to go on and on too much about the potential consequences, but there are some. The other part of the guidance we have is that if you are planning to do this, you need to make sure that any of the member of the public that is allowed to attend the meeting has to be able to hear the person on the line, and that person has to be able to hear everybody else. So it's got to be on a speakerphone. It can't just be one person on the line translating for them or whatever. And there's really nothing that talks about doing it in closed session. The security is the other issue. I mean, we have to be as secure and comfortable with this as we would be if we were not on the line, and we, you know, make sure the door is closed, make sure that everybody knows, keep it confidential. So that's why I say ask the person on the other line to make all of us comfortable that they are doing what they need to do to maintain a confidentiality. So, you know, I don't know that you need to take a vote, but everybody needs to be comfortable.
We just need a consensus, you said. And I was planning on reading exactly what you wrote in your email.
Okay. Well, I've basically said
so it. So, just consensus?
Right? Anybody uncomfortable?
Anyone?
Any questions?
My concerns are alleviated.
What is
My concerns are alleviated.
The one thing that Robert brought up, and I, you know, tell me if I was catching this right. Like, if we do this, we've done it before, it sounds like. If it starts to become a practice where every meeting there's people out, and like I just don't want to set.
Is that what you were talking about? Like I just don't want to set that up.
This is only for this meeting because I think
that's what I want to be.
This is only for this meeting.
Okay, that was my. I don't want it to happen all the time.
We use it for committee meetings, but committee meetings are completely different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Full board meetings are not allowed.
Yeah.
Okay. I just didn't want it to be practice because I think everybody.
What I'm hearing is everyone is. We have a motion, right? So all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Doing
abstentions? All right, so I will text Robert when we're ready to get into executive session. I mean, Roger, when we get into executive session.
You also have one hand carry, do you know that?
We voted on it already.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so I'm going to call for a motion to go to executive session. You're anxious there. Whereas Section 7 of the Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10-4-12, authorizes a public body to exclude the public from that portion of a meeting at which the board discusses topics falling in within certain specified exceptions to the requirements for open public meetings, and whereas the matters to be discussed fall in one or more of those exceptions, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Education of North Hunterdon Warriors Regional High School District adjourns from public session to executive session for the purpose of discussing personnel matters, the superintendent search. Do you have a motion? John Mellick.
Second,
John Roncaroni. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain. All right, I am shutting off the recorder. We are heading into executive session.
There
it is. Okay, the recorder is back on. I need a motion to go back to public session,
so
please.
Moved.
Second.
Mark, and second, Amy. Motion to adjourn.
Can Roger be honest?
Make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
We need a vote.
Oh,
what?
Can Roger be honest?
Does not have to be roll call.
Oh.
Okay. Roger's on.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Yes.
Right. who made it? Who seconded it?
Good night, everybody. Happy Easter. Happy holidays.
Thank you.